Good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Got this listener DM. If you ever have anything you want to put on the show, shoot it to us on Facebook, Instagram, email, whatever. Hey guys, I have a topic idea and kind of a question. I do not have kids, so I'm definitely not the expert on this, but I have a coworker who is telling everyone she's pregnant and super excited, and I'm really happy for her, but she only took a pregnancy test this past weekend. Aren't you supposed to wait a little bit longer before you announce to everyone? Don't get me wrong, it's her news to share whenever she wants to share it. I could just tell the reaction from some of the women in the office was a mix of excitement and concern. When do you share the news? I'm not the one to ask.
I'm gonna
defer to Kelly here.
Well, I have thoughts on this. I did both. I've had multiple miscarriages.
Right.
And on one of them, I told everyone right away. And then the second one, I waited. And then with Wyatt, I waited.
Yeah.
But at this point,
how long did you wait?
The thing is, you're supposed to wait till the third trimester. Because
the third?
I'm sorry.
The first trimester. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say. After the first trimester, first 3 months are over.
No, I just ate a rack of ribs by myself.
Because, you know, a lot can happen in that
just
first
trimester. Just pounding beer. I'm a little bloated.
A lot can happen in that first trimester where the baby, you can lose the baby. But my feeling on it now is that I think women don't talk about the fact that they have had a miscarriage.
Right.
And I think it is so common.
Right.
And I think there's this feeling of you did something wrong, or
yeah, the stigma
about it. And it's unfortunately normal thing.
Right.
And I think when you talk about it, you feel better about it, because you're going to have your friends come forward to say, oh, I had a miscarriage too. I remember when I first said it, I wasn't even on the show really. I was just sort of filling in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just threw out there to you. I said, oh yeah, I've had like 3 miscarriages. And you were like, oh. And I just sort of said it because it's okay. It's a common
sadly.
Thing. It's, yeah, of course. So I don't know. I think if this woman just took a pregnancy test and she's pregnant and she wants to tell everyone, then celebrate it.
Right.
Yeah, there isn't like a hard.
It's not a law.
There's no rule that says, you know, you need to say it this and wait this long or whatever. It's personal preference.
Totally.
But
you're gonna get people like she's getting in the office.
Get some side eye from it.
100%.
Yeah, and that seems to be pretty much what everyone on our Facebook page is saying is, you know, whenever you want, it's your thing.
Sure.
You know, maybe it's her first and she doesn't, you know, she's like, I just want to announce it, you know, and
yeah.
she's not thinking about the, you know, all the other stuff that that comes along with the first trimester. But so where was the comment?
Like the reaction is going to be different from whoever here. Like
totally.
If she said, you know, I'm 5 months pregnant, people are going to be so elated and excited. And this time they're going to be a little more cautious with, you know, their reaction, because they know the magnitude of, you know, an early pregnancy too.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So I like this. Savannah on our Facebook page says, I hate the stigma of waiting until after the first trimester to be in a safe zone. If she loses the baby, she'll need the support, which is a great point. I mean, I think you can. It's your news to share whenever you want to share it.
Yeah.
But I think you also have to go through the process of like, well, and once I announce this, I may have to share something else.
So that's here's the warning.
But do you have to share that? Or
I did. I shockingly enough, no one's shocked by this, but I put it out there.
Right.
We were pregnant. Just a couple weeks. I put it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I was not scared we were going to lose the baby. Everything was fine. And then we lost the baby.
Yeah.
But I still had people messaging me, posting on my wall, and that became awful.
Because you didn't announce that you lost the baby.
No.
Because who wants to
do
that?
So I had people sending me gift ideas.
Oh, God.
I had people sending me onesies, and I was like, I have to say something, and I don't want to write it on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
So you just have to prepare yourself. So then I had to then post, unfortunately, Jay and I lost the baby. And, you know, there's risk to everything. So you just know what you're getting into. Yeah.
When you talk about that publicly.
Yep.
You know.
I had a lot of people come forward. Obviously, everyone feels bad, but I think, you know, and that was 10 years ago or 15 years ago or something like that. I think people talk about it more often now than they did. You know, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Like, I think it's getting better as far as like talking about miscarriage and about other struggles with pregnancy,
fertility, all yes,
postpartum. I mean, like, yep. So many things are becoming more talked about, which I think is great.
Yep.
But it is weird that like that traditionally it was announce the baby, don't talk about anything else.
No, right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like yeah. Only happy news.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think of that until right now. That was like the worst, is that yeah. I really had to announce it publicly that we lost the baby. But at the same time, I got so many messages from friends that I had no idea they also miscarried.
Right.
And they didn't talk about it. And it's an awful thing, but it's not your fault. There's nothing wrong with your body.
Right.
These things just unfortunately happen.
Yeah, it's nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many things that we don't talk about that much that we really should, because we have other people who are going through the same thing.
Yes.
Mm. Like, chances are, if you're going through something, there are other people who you know who have gone through it.
Totally. Yeah.
With everything.
Yep.
Loss of a loved one, you know, someone who's struggling with substance use in your family, mm-hmm. miscarriage, postpartum, I mean, there are so many things that so many more people than you think.
Yeah.
Are dealing with and have dealt with, and it's hard to say this is what happened or I'm struggling with this. Like, that can be hard.
Yeah.
But usually it's rewarded with compassion and support.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't imagine you announcing, you know, look, we lost the baby, and people being like, oh, why'd you post that?
Right, exactly.
No one's going to do that.
No. You know, it just makes it more real. So if you're going to put it out there, and look, the unfortunate thing is, too, you could lose the baby at 5 months.
Right.
Something could happen at 6 months. Anything could happen. It's like, you know, this is life, and not so great things happen. So I don't know. I don't like the thing that you have to wait until you're 3 months. If you want to shout it from the rooftops.
Right.
Because you know what? That baby, even if that baby only lasted a month,
right,
it still made you a mom.
Right.
You're still a mom. So celebrate that baby. That baby made you a mom.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that has to say that you have to go into the shadows and not talk about how much you loved that baby.
Right.
That's
a great point. I mean, yeah. So in summary, you do you.
Yeah.
Just make sure you know all that you doing you comes with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, there we go. Yeah. In summation.
Right.
You do you.
Yeah.